You are listening to River FM 92.9, or if you're streaming online at www.2ncr.org.au. And that was a track, Broken Wing, featuring Tired Jimmy Bones there. And we've remembered the name of the chap, of course, that it reminds me of so much. I'm sure you all know. I don't have to mention it. So we won't. But anyway.
It's a homage, perhaps.
It's a bit of a classic, yeah, jazz track there. And the man we're talking about was well known for his experimental production techniques and his late night whiskey voice. We were talking just as that was on there a little bit. I was talking to Ro about the idea behind that track. So, yeah, so...
Yeah, so I guess often I'll try and kind of play with a concept or... And sort of the idea of that is back in, you know, the old days, they'd record direct to a disc, just like a live band, and the idea was kind of, you know... live players who aren't perfect kind of recording straight to a disc, and then you kind of find the disc in the basement of a, you know, old club or whatever. And, you know, again, one of these synchronistic things, I sent the track to my friend Oliver, who runs this kind of experimental electronic label called Retort Records, and they kind of released kind of really interesting, you know, actual vinyl. And then, you know, simply because I know he likes odd ideas, and then the next day it came back with vocals, and I was like, boom, you know. And yeah, that ended up being the B-side for a 7-inch, and yeah, all kinds of stuff. And it was just a nice kind of way to round out the album. Yeah,
fantastic. Oh, well, there is one song to go for the album. That was the kind of penultimate song, I guess, but it was a good build up from the other kind of nice lighter, jazzier one to that nice swing, and then we're coming up to the last song here, Caught in the Grey, again featuring Nathan on vocals. So maybe we'll as this is the last one, maybe we can discuss, you know, this one before we play it, actually.
Yeah, I'd like that. So yeah, this kind of all happened in one go, and you know, a bit after the other tracks on the album. And basically I called up Nathan, and he came around, and it was a strange night. Like, I'm gonna say that it was a full moon just for theatrical effect, but I'm not sure. But yeah, like, he came round to my studio, and just everything was making noise, like, you know, yeah, it's just sort of, we went to record, and, you know, like the bass in it is actually my granddad's bass, so it's like 130 years old or something. And when we're recording the bits of that, like, there were all these weird knocks and kind of texture. And when I went to record the, you know, the little vocal parts of Trent, I could hear in the, like, in the fold back all these noises, like his shoes were making noise and his clothes, and even where we put the microphone, there was a squeak there. And so instead of fighting against that, I was like, no, just capture it all. And so, yeah, we sort of captured all these elements and had them looping as we kind of worked to create this story. And got the vocals together, and we sort of worked together on them. And sort of what we did was create a whole world around, there's kind of an unseen world around the little bits of vocals in it. And then basically, I think it was the second take, I sort of had it all on faders and knobs and stuff, and just recorded it, like, I guess, live, modulating all the loops and moving stuff around. And
Yeah, back in the old school days when they used to do that, the whole band would be standing on the mixer to do the final mix down. Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, I like the idea of bringing in the different elements there. Often with electronic and digital, people think it's all a very clean environment and things are, you know, lacking something. But I also like to bring in when I make my own stuff, I like the things that go wrong.
I think it's part of it. And I think one of my favourite stories about that isn't mine, but, you know, I used to read these kind of, you know, mixing and mastering engineer forums and stuff, and, you know, some big names would be on there, and there was a kind of a thread of little mistakes and stuff people had picked up on. And someone was talking about this Christina Aguilera song, and it's I can't remember the name, but it's basically just her voice, and she's talking about how beautiful you are, blah blah blah. It's really heartfelt, and someone's going, oh, you can hear the microphone bleed, and who did that? And the actual mastering, the mixing engineer guy chimed in and went, we actually put that in because it made it feel real. It made it feel alive, not just this sterile thing. And I think that's... It's about capturing the life of the track.
So it's actually, it's better if you can just capture that live rather than having to add it in later. It is a bit fake in a way to do that. I totally understand why, you know, people do add all sorts of white noise and things in when it... to stop it sounding so just clean and whatever. So you know, it's good. So maybe we'll play this track then, Caught in the Grey. It's the final track off the album, A Sky Blue Sun, by Bent Wing Ascent, which is available next Friday, the 10th of August we're in, and on all streaming platforms, pretty much. I'm sure there's some out there that none of us know of, but all the major ones that people go to. And I would recommend, go and grab a copy of that, give her a spin. We'll maybe see if we can persuade Ro to play some live shows around the area in the not-too-distant future. Who knows? But here we go. So Caught in the Grey featuring Nathan on vocals again. This is Bent Wing Ascent. They will have a very cinematic ending to playing of the album of A Sky Blue Sun, probably the first time on radio, hopefully debuting here on River FM 92.9 on the Super Fidelity sound system. Always happy to bring you guys brand new music from local and around Australia and everywhere around the world. And so a big thank you to Ro for coming into the studio.
And thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome. And thanks for telling us a bit of the stories behind some of the songs and how you go about that. It's always great to hear artists talk about anything they've created. I find fascinating. And so there we go. So A Sky Blue Sun available next Friday.
Yeah. Hopefully, if you go to bentwingascent.com, there should be some kind of links to various things in theory. I will see if that works when it goes live.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, okay, bentwingascent.com. Any hyphens in there? Is it all one word?
No, all one word.
Bentwingascent.com. There you go. Making it very easy for you to go and grab copies of this awesome local album, A Sky Blue Sun. And we'll look forward to hearing more of Rose music in the future. All right, I'm going to play another track for you now and move into some other music. All right, enjoy this.